Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights, Season 2. Written by Daniel Wilmot. Episode 1.
The small, grey planet of Dionysus III was almost barren. Save for the large complex of shopping centres on a vast platform hovering 2 miles above its craggy northern ridge. Here, among the trendy supermarkets and fashion malls, a beautiful antique warehouse stood rebelliously. And it was in this warehouse, amidst the tall shelves of trinkets, fabrics, and strange items from times long forgotten, that Ambika Luthra and the members of the Little Moon Theatre Company gathered supplies for their next production.
Jedi, hand me that roll of green cloth from the second shelf. I think we'll go nice and traditional for the Fairy King's cloak. And what about the stage swords?
I've got my old police training sabres, they'll do. Lenny?
Smoke machines all bought, Captain. We'll give them a night so foggy, they'll say it's a show not to be missed.
Can I howl at that joke, please? I wish to howl at that joke.
Why do we need a smoke machine anyway? We've got a dragon. Can't she make all the smoke we need?
Last time we let Thistle blow smoke in a theatre, she set off the fire alarm and half the audience left with no eyebrows.
Now that I can picture.
Where is Thistle anyway?
Oh, a centre for food supplies. She'll be in the Galactomarket.
Wait, on her own?
Well, she said she wanted to help buy stuff.
On her own?
It's only food.
No, Jed. It's a dragon loose in a whopping great food shop. You know what that could lead to.
Ah, yeah. Maybe I should get over there.
No, I'll go. She likes me better.
Here, hand me a wallet, Jed. I'll get this lot paid for. You follow Kat.
Wait, you sure you'll be all right carrying it all?
Yes, just go!
Meanwhile, in the food market next door...
Scarab, curse these weedy trolley thingies. They keep running over my tail! Oi! Next person who runs over me is getting a very, very singed head, got it? Now, how did Jed say I had to pay for all these silly little packets? Human shop assistant. I wish for assistance, please.
Hello, how can I... Wow, you're a dragon?
Yes?
You're a dragon?
Yes, I've known that all my life, thank you. I don't need you to point it out. Now, listen to me. I have a trolley here full of food and drinks in little packets, and I wish to purchase it all because my human companions and I have to eat many times over the course of our near future lives. Do you understand?
Oh, sure. Just plonk it all on the counter here and I'll scan it for you.
I see. Thistle, are you... Whoa, Thistle, that is way too much coal. I need coal.
You've got coal.
Well, I need more coal. It helps me breathe fire when I eat it.
You've still got loads on the ship. And if you buy that much, Jed will throw you out the airlock. What's this stuff?
Powdered sodium.
Thistle, why do we need...
But the fizzling trick.
What fizzling trick?
The fizzling trick. You put a load of this powder stuff into water and it fizzles and it's awesome!
Yeah, we're not getting this stuff.
Hey, don't diss the fizzling trick.
We can't afford it. Remember that thing called not starving?
Oh, snot rackets.
Sorry, we'll just take 3 of those bags of charcoal there.
Very good, miss. Oh, sorry, no, I can't take these coins.
What? That's 30 in copper.
Yeah, we don't take cash anymore.
Then how am I supposed to pay for...
Hey guys, thought you might need... Whoa. Thistle, we are not buying that much coal.
Told you.
Homo sapien meanies.
Hey, are you guys buying this stuff or not?
Jed, the assistant won't take my cash.
What? Why?
Well, you need your Greenwald loyalty chip.
What's a Greenwald loyalty chip?
It sounds evil.
It's a loyalty chip from the reality TV station you subscribe to. When you sign up, they'll send you a loyalty chip. The more hours you watch, the more loyalty points you get. and the more food and stuff you can buy here at the Galacto Market. Simple, yeah?
So what, you're saying we can't buy anything if we haven't got one of those stupid loyalty thingies?
But everyone's got one, haven't they?
Look, I realise it's not your fault your managers are in bed with the most evil corporation in the universe, but that's perfectly good money we're offering here. And we've a legal right to spend it in any shop in the galaxy. So, if you don't mind, there's the cash. We'll just take these bags of food now.
Security! And... shoplifters! Two humans! And a dragon!
I hate it when they're stubborn. Guys, exit now!
Jedi, there's three massive thugs in uniform coming in on the left.
You, there, stop.
I love how they think we'll just obey them.
I said stop there or I'll shoot.
No, I'll shoot.
Jed, what did you...
It's only a stun blast, they'll be fine in the morning.
Wait, now they're shooting back.
Permission to roast everyone, Captain.
Denied.
Come on, the door's up ahead.
Result quick, blow smoke back through that door at the guards.
With extreme pleasure, Captain. Of luck seeing your way through that lot, you silly humans.
Jedite? Jedite, what in the name of Holy Scarab have...
Now's really not the time, Beaky. Just get everyone to the ship, fast. Thistle, get into the cockpit and fly us off this planet.
Why me?
Because you got us into this mess.
I hate your human logic.
And that's the last time I let you lot go shopping on your own.
Later, when their gleaming silver ship was gliding away through the rich noir of deep space, the crew discussed their encounter in the supermarket.
So, wait, they're trying to make it so we can't eat now unless we've got one of them stupid loyalty thingies?
That's what they tried to do.
Ah, I've heard of this ploy before. Lord Meadows tried to have them installed in the food shops in Varsha last year. Luckily, my father overruled him, but...
It's Felicia. It has to be. Only she could come up with such an underhanded way to make people totally dependent on Greenwald's broadcasting.
It's no bother. We just won't shop at the Galacto Markets anymore. There's loads of other places we can...
No bother? Lenny, what about all the people who can't afford Greenwald subscriptions? Or, you know, just don't want one because they have taste?
Hate to add to our pile of bad news, guys.
Beaky, what's wrong?
I've just got off the comm with the Orion Festival. They've cancelled on us.
What?
No fair. I got the fog machine filled up and everything.
Hey, never mind your fog machine. That was my first lead part.
It seems someone tipped Greenwald off they were hiring us. Greenwald threatened to go to the authorities in the area. Theatre's technically illegal. Bloody, bloody, blah.
So basically they chickened out.
They didn't want to go to prison, Jed.
They chickened out. And now... Not only do we lose the chance to bring good live entertainment to a lot of decent people, but we've got to find another way to feed ourselves next month.
Yeah, best of luck there. I'm gonna drink something.
Oh, me too!
Cat.
It was my first lead part. Why does this keep happening?
There'll be other chances, I'm sure.
Not for a young woman with a false arm. I don't know if you'd notice, Beaky, there's kind of a small market for...
Hang on, sounds like there's an incoming video message. Well, the screen says it's a personal call. For you, Beaky.
I'll take it in my bunk. Cat, try not to drink too much, please.
I will make no promises.
Leaving the crew to mourn their loss, Ambika slid the door of her cabin shut and flipped on the telecommunication screen.
Ah, now there's the smile of my favourite protégé.
Francis.
Hello, Beaky. Longer than it should have been, isn't it?
It's so good to see you.
So, I gather you're travelling the stars now, taking our hallowed craft across the universe.
That makes it sound more amazing than it actually is.
Oh, come now. Anyone flying in the face of Greenwald and keeping theatre alive is more than amazing. It's downright heroic. I'm proud of you, my dear.
Thank you. So, what about you? I'd heard you'd retired and bought some desert planet or something.
Not quite. It's a moon, actually. Orbiting Sahara, second planet in the heliosystem. It's mostly rock and sand dunes, but I've a nice villa there, and lots of room for horse riding on the plains.
Sounds like Mandrill's heaven.
I tell you what, why not drop by? This call says you're only a few days away. Come and take a couple of nights' rest. You can bring the theatre troupe.
What? Are you sure? I mean, I don't know if... They're a bit...
Come on, Beaky. You owe your old mentor a visit. We can discuss plans I have for the new theatre at the same time. Could be a potential job for you all.
Really?
Here you go, Cat. Have a pint of the Red Planet. That'll take the edge right off.
Thanks, Lenny.
Hey, I know that stuff. Isn't it supposed to be really super strong or something?
Yep. You want some, Your Highness?
Yes!
Me too! Lots! Jedi's just told me what happened.
I'm sorry, Cat. Not as sorry as me, Thistle.
Here you go, then. And here's to a defunct fog machine and actors who deserve better.
Hear, hear.
This is your favourite Greenwald gossip channel, broadcasting all the latest chit-chat from around the galaxy.
Oh, no.
To all highly evolved life forms, we say hi. To all semi-evolved life forms, we say ugh. And to all non-evolved life forms, we say, stuff you. We're not sharing our secrets.
Randall, turn that off.
But it's an evil TV station full of evil news reports that make us want to murder things.
But it might have something about me on it.
Hey, what are the odds of...
In today's goss, just what is the young royal imposter from planet Varsha up to these days?
Wow, that's good odds apparently.
You may remember that Sebastian Randall Strang, 11th monarch of the Strang dynasty, was discovered dead in his chambers 3 months ago, the night before his coronation. But since then, the sightings of a young man resembling the prince have continued to shock viewers across multiple worlds. Like this footage of him giving finger gestures to a flying advert board.
Hey, you'd have done the same thing if that board was trying to get into your face.
Or this security tape from Dionysus 3 today, which shows him running from supermarket personnel after he and his associates made off with a trolley full of products.
What, that's from today? How did they get footage from today?
We spoke to Greenwald's top TV personality, Lady Felicia Vallon, once a close confidant of the late Sovereign.
All I can say is how saddened I am by this sick joke. To lose His Majesty so young was tragic enough, but to have this charlatan, whoever he is, flying around pretending to be Prince Randall, well, let's just say the police shall have all my support in tracking him down and holding him to account for his...
Confidant? Since when was she my confidant?
Told you you'd want to murder things.
Someone suggest something fun. Quickly, please.
You mean like drown ourselves? We could go drown ourselves. Maybe in the deep pools of...
Hello again, my dears. Are we all warm enough?
Yes. Yep.
It's not warmth we need, Bicky. It's cheering up.
Well, actually, Kat, I might have just the thing.
The festival's back on?
Ooh, Lady Vallon has leprosy.
A year's supply of free colon fizzling powder is mine for the winning.
Sadly, all no. But you can tell Jedi he needs to alter course. We might just have a new job lined up.
Be here. Bringing books to life. Vision without sight.